Hello, please do take a seat. Probably helps if I turn my microphone on, that'd be good. I once heard some advice about preaching a little while ago, and the key to a good sermon is that you should have a good beginning, a good ending, and they should be as close together as possible. Have a quick chat with the person next to you. Sorry, introverts, not a good start. But have a chat with the person next to you about the last time somebody did something nice for you. Could be anything from as small as making you a cup of tea to a prepaid holiday in the Maldives. Hint, hint. Off you go. Have a chat. Excellent. If we could draw our conversations to a close, that would be great. Excellent. So I'm sure there are a few lovely stories of different things that different kind of nice things that people have done to bless you in the last few months. But I'm going to speak about the gospel reading that we just heard from Matthew 10. So a little bit of background information for you. So before this chapter, Jesus has been strolling through the nearby villages with his buddies, the disciples, and Jesus has been doing his ministry. He's been healing the sick, calming storms, telling demons to get lost, and enabling the lame to walk, and chilling out with the Pharisees, as the youth might say. Just another day in the office for Jesus. But we read at the beginning of chapter 10 that Jesus calls his disciples together, and he says, "Right, you lot, it's your turn." And he gives his disciples the authority to drive out impure spirits, to heal every disease and sickness. And when he calls them together, he gives them just a little bit of a sermon. He says this. Jesus says, "The kingdom of God is coming near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, and cleanse those who have leprosy and drive out demons." So just a small to-do list, right? Jesus adds, "Freely you have received, freely give." Freely you have received, freely give. I just want us to hold that line in our minds this morning. Freely you have received, freely give. So Jesus goes on to tell the disciples a few other things. He says, "Take nothing else with you on your travels. I'm sending you to some pretty dangerous places where people don't know who don't know who I am and don't believe in me. You might not be accepted by everybody you meet, and you might get beaten up for saying that you're one of my followers." But as we reach the end of Matthew 10, we find our passage that we read this morning in our service. And it begins like this. "Anyone who welcomes you welcomes me. And anyone who welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me." I suspect this week you're going to be hanging out, having coffee, or working with people this week who don't know Jesus. Some of those people may even be coming to mind now. Those people who welcome you into their lives, albeit for 10 minutes at lunchtime or a day, are also welcoming in Jesus. What a fantastic opportunity that we have to introduce our friends to Jesus. Jesus adds this. "And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones, who is my disciple, truly I tell you, that person will not lose their reward." So, here in the UK, I think the sun is a little bit too good at hide and seek. The average game of hide and seek might take about 10 minutes. The sun in England takes about 9 months for it to come out of hiding. Now we're in July. We hopefully are enjoying kind of 20 degrees during the day. Although I think God has probably turned England's humidity monitor up a little bit too high, as it's often quite humid in England. When it is one of those boiling hot days in the kind of the midsummer, and you're offered one of these cold cups of water, like I'm pouring here, trying not to spill anywhere, It's like the best thing ever. When you take one of those first sips of cold water on a cup, on a hot day, sorry, it's like you begin to feel refreshed, and you get a kind of new lease of life, as it were. And I think the same is possible for plants as well. I've had many a heated debate with my mum when it rains, or whether we want it to rain or not, only to be met with the kind of phrase, the garden needs it, after a particularly long drought. But the question is, that I leave you with this morning, who can you serve a cup of cold water this week? Who can you give that awesome feeling of refreshment on one of those, like the cold water on a hot day? Who can you bless this week? It doesn't have to be anything massive, like a cold cup of water. It could be something small, like a cold cup of water, sorry. It doesn't have to be massive, but there's got to be something. As I mentioned earlier, you're going to be seeing people this week that don't know Jesus. What a fantastic opportunity we've got. But there is a kind of a small caveat to all of this, that I don't believe that we're a cold cup of water kind of church. I don't believe that we're a church that gives the bare minimum because we've been asked. As a youth worker, you might know that I'm a big fan of coffee. So shout out to the coffee people at the back. You do the work of angels. But I believe that we're a hot coffee kind of church. I believe that we're a church that pours out the finest blend of fair trade Colombian coffee every week. And I believe that we're a church that sees the need and kind of blows it out of the water. A little while ago over Lent, we were set a target of raising £50,000, and we raised over £100,000. You know, how amazing is that? Another more personal example comes from a few months back. I was at TGI, our church youth group, and Judy brings me an envelope that was left on the table with my name on it. And someone anonymous had left me a Waterstones gift card, as it was National Random Acts of Kindness Day. And somebody had gone out of their way, just to give a kind of a small blessing. And it was amazing just to receive that. If you're here this morning, please keep yourself anonymous. I quite like that. So, thank you, whoever that was, that passed that on to me. I'm sure there are hundreds of stories between us of the little things that people have done for each other, even over the last few weeks or months. So I come back to where we paused earlier. Freely you received, freely give. Who this week could you bless? Amen.